Damn.
It's all about Jupu. Episode number 5. Happy Friday. Welcome to day 5 of Educating Her. All right, Girly Nation, this week wraps up week 1 of Educating Her. And this podcast series is geared towards empowering African-American female freshmen attending an HBCU, historically black college and university, this fall. I don't know about you all, but I am having fun doing all this empowering stuff to the class of 2020, and even you old heads too. My passion and purpose is to help you learn to celebrate embarrassment, even if it's 50 shades of cray cray.
I approve this message.
And I approve this message.
I approve this message.
I'm proud to approve this message.
It's all about you, boo. So you're all moved in, classes are now in session, and you're probably already stressing. But the next 4 years, and let's keep it 4 people, next 4 years of your life, it started now. We kept it 100 this week, peeps. Topics everyone should take seriously from day one. This is the stuff that no one tells you unless you ask. It's not until after the fact you're like, oh. The overarching theme from this week's episode, yes, is to have fun while you're in college. This is the best time of your life. In fact, it's a time where you need to build relationships, make those connections inside and outside the classroom, but more importantly, have your eye on the North Star at all times.
Make time to be an undergrad and enjoy it. This will be the only time in your life where you'll be in your late teens, early 20s, and free of bills and rent and mortgage and bosses and jobs that you don't like. You have plenty of time to be, you know, an adult inundated with the worries of the world. I would just take full advantage of being an undergrad. I enjoyed my undergraduate experience. I have friends that have been in my wedding. They've been a witness to various life changes throughout my life. And I do have friends from high school still, but it's just a different bonded connection, that you have with your collegiate friends, because you all are experiencing the newness of life all at the same time. So there's nothing like your collegiate bond.
All my featured guests said yes. The fun can wait. And I'm telling you, it can.
Because this first year of college was like a huge cultural shock at me. It's like a really big eye opener.
For me, I would definitely say I was a teacher's pet. And I know sometimes people say that that's a bad thing. I want to tell freshmen that is not a bad thing, because every opportunity that I wanted at Lincoln, whatever I wanted to get out of college, I was able to get because I was a teacher's pet. And I'm not even ashamed to say it, like, at all.
It's hard, though, I know, especially if you lived a sheltered life and then all of a sudden your ass runs loose. But you gotta discipline your distractions. We talked about what happens when you run loose. Your GPA suffers, and you know what? It's not like high school. You can't reset it.
So the sooner you can sort of manage your time and how much fun you're having, and the sooner you can somehow say, okay, why am I here and what do I hope to do? And tap into the resources that you have available to you, the tutoring center, your academic advisors, and things like that, to basically just keep you level and grounded so that way your GPA doesn't tank, right? Stay away from all the shortcuts, because there are no shortcuts in this process, right? There is none at all. I've tried them. And it's important to know that I flunked out with a 0.09 GPA by my second year. Not 0.9, 0.09. That would be my little tidbit in terms of how I got through it. And once I was able to figure that part out, you know, by the time I got to a master's program, I had the system so much on lock that for a program that should have been 2 years, student personnel administration, that should have been 2 years, I did it in 1 year. I was the first to do that because I had literally figured out, oh, so if you really put the time in, you can kind of take more classes, you can wipe this stuff out. And then I became intrigued with the fact that, again, advice from my mentor, hey, look, you can graduate with your master's or PhD before you're 25. You can have all the fun in the world after that. You'll be still young, handsome, you'll be hip, you'll have money in your pocket, versus stretching this process out. Just get it out of the way so you can go on with your life. And that was all she wrote. And that really, when I earned my PhD at 28 years old, right? And so a lot of that just basically, although I flunked out 2 years, I just sometimes wish I'd had that kind of guidance, because in my mind, I would have been 26 and I would have had all these things and I would have been having even more fun.
More checks.
More checks.
In case you missed it, here's a rundown of this week's topics. On day one, the Howard Bisons ran this mother. You want to act grown, huh? Well, we're setting the record straight on everything you think you know about being a freshman. On day two, HBCU alum from Howard, Fisk, and Morgan State University, they showed up. They showed up to talk about the surefire ways for every freshman to screw up year one. Then we talked about how we did it and bounced back from it all. On day three, HBCU alum from Clark Atlanta and Lincoln University was in the house. These level-headed ladies explain how they created opportunities before they even landed in college. It ranged from being the teacher's pet to doing research and building relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, on day four, HBCU alum from Howard and Morgan, they represented y'all with the freshman girl talk shenanigans. They warn you about all the situations and how you're going to be tested. And more importantly, they tell you how to avoid being played. Okay, y'all. The Keep It 100 Girl Show, Girly Nation, is launching the Keep It 100 Boot Camp. I don't know whether to call it Girl Camp or Boot Camp, but you get the idea. So if you want to become better at taking charge with adulting and making those life decisions with confidence, girl, you're in the right place. My goal is to give everybody, whether it's you women and men, that muscle power you need in your day-to-day relationships, dating, friendships, love decisions, your education, and you know what? I can even help you out negotiating your next job offer. That's right. So you're going to use the code KI100 to receive the early bird rate. And don't be asking me for no CP rate either. But you're going to visit bit.ly/KI100bootcamp. So it's KI100 bootcamp, all one word. I'll see you in a bit. Peace. All right, peeps, I included some freebies and I know that fits in your budget. But at the end of episode 2 and 4, I included bonuses for every listener. This is evergreen content that doesn't get old. So in episode 2, there are many tips and advice from the education panel. So go ahead and visit bit.ly/educatingher, then the number 2. Or if you're interested in grad school help or even pursuing scholarship advice during the semester, this is the dude you need to call because he's giving 30 minutes for a free consult. So visit gradschoolhelp.com. So remember, in episode 3, those level-headed ladies, they gave you tips and advice on creating those opportunities. And I'm about to run it down as a free download. So visit bit.ly/educatingher, then the number 3, to get your tips for creating that Black girl magic. And then lastly, the Keep It 100 Girl Camp. We're going to feature more in-depth lessons for you female freshmen. You're going to learn about the best free productivity apps, maybe even scholarship coaching during and after college. And then our first sesh is about Getting It Girl, the Get It Girl Initiative. So one, I'm going to help you create that LinkedIn profile. Number 2, we're going to have a one-day studio session, whether it's on-site at your school or an off-site location, where we're going to take professional photos. And then lastly, if you don't have the clothes, I got you, Ma. We got on-site wardrobe of blouses and jackets for students. Because I know you guys are more concerned with popping out with fashion and couture than shirts, blouses, and jackets. So giving back is the gift that keeps on giving. And I personally enjoy that. So if you liked all of these episodes, share it with your sorors, parents of HBCU students, peers, even high school students. It's about the aha moments, y'all. It's about the advice. And lastly, that Black girl's Black girlfriend knowledge. There's no life manual on this. We're all going to tell you what we're thinking, but not saying out loud. And for some of you, you're going to feel embarrassed and exposed. That's what I'm all about. I keep it 100, I keep it real, and I keep it true. So tune in to next week's lineup, where I'm going to give you the download on a few things. Number one, we're going to give you a dorm life check. Number two, we're going to be talking about money and those financial nightmares we make in college. Number three, any med students in the house? Because Dr. Kandrith, he says. And lastly, number four, we're going to go into entrepreneurship and getting involved on campus, because y'all need to think about starting your own. But it doesn't have to end here. Take your pick. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, or you can follow me on the Keep It 100 Facebook page. Use the handle at Nina Babel, that's Babe with an L, to find me. And tell me what episode you listened to and what you liked about it. Because I keep it 100. I keep it real. I keep it true. Peace. And smooches.